You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We have got Ricky Gooch on the line. Kia ora, Ricky. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Good, thank you.
It's really nice to be able to chat to you. You are going to be in Tamaki Makaurau tomorrow playing at Deep Dive Festival, which has got such a killer lineup of artists from all over the country, in fact. It's going to be exciting because I'm excited to see some of these Cave Circles tracks come to life, performed live. I've loved this record, also called Ships, since you released it earlier on in Was it last year or was it earlier on in this year? Time is like a big old...
Oh man, I don't even know.
Time's like a big old wet sponge at the moment, eh? Tell us a wee bit about this project, because you've always got lots of different musical hats going on. What specifically goes into a Cave Circles project, Ricky?
I don't even know. There's actually kind of no. I think it's kind of like an accumulation of different ideas and just kind of, I don't know, moods and feelings and things that just kind of manifest into some kind of musical shape. But, I think the Cave Circles thing was... Cave Circles was more about kind of just trying a lot of different things out. And initially it was just more for club-focused kind of music. And that's pretty much what I'll be playing tomorrow night, but... Nothing really tomorrow night that'll sort of sell that some listenerships, but it just goes all over the place.
Yeah. That's kind of, I think, what people have come to expect from you, Ricky, is you're like the master of improvisation and also of taking something that maybe you've worked on for a while and then pulling it into a totally different territory. We had the crew from Noah Records in not long ago, and they were chatting a bit about the Pyramid Club residency that they were doing, and I think you popped up in that as well. How do you enjoy these kind of like collaborations that you seem to be really a regular collaborator with people in your community? How does it feel for you to be like working in those spaces with younger people or people who are working in slightly different fields?
I think it's great. Working with the North crew and anyone really that along that line, it's been so good because it's a sort of reciprocal kind of thing too. I learned just as much from them. Actually, I learned probably more from them than I would from them. And it's great, I feel like it's exciting. I know, the bottom line for me, I think, is it should be exciting. Music should feel fun and... I just have a lot kind of side of that whole thing and just kind of want to, just be there for others too, it's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And Noah's doing some awesome stuff, feel like you're on track to, I'm really excited to watch how that unfolds.
And, yeah.
We're really lucky.
We are lucky. We've got so much talent, and they're going to be playing tomorrow night as well at Deep Dive. It's going to be really, really special, I reckon.
I'll be playing drums then.
Will you? Oh, wicked.
I'll be playing drums with the North crew, and it's going to be cool.
So we can expect to see you popping up a couple of times then. And as you say, the Cave Circle stuff is really quite like club-ready music. Did you write this over lockdown? Was this a lockdown project, the last album, Ships?
It was actually, because I put it out through Stephen Davis Jr.'s label, Secret Angels. So initially when I made the first draft of the record, it was just all bangers pretty much. the whole thing, like 12 bangers all on one record, and I sent it to him and he went, yeah, it's cool, but I feel like you don't need to do like a whole album of bangers.
Yeah.
I kind of want you to sort of reflect more of your personality or different parts to yourself.
True.
So I kind of went back and redid it, and that's how you end up with the album I've got now. So it's quite eclectic and kind of all over the place, but I kind of going for that, and it's worked out well. I just kind of try and vary it up each time. So I kind of never gets too comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I totally
thrown do. Into like a thrown into some kind of new challenge. So that's gonna be cool. I can't wait for this festival tomorrow. And Taylor, who's been who's organised it from Whammy has done such a great job at bringing it all together, because you know how hard it is to do these things. So
Yeah, Taylor's done an amazing job. For anybody who is needing a refresher on the lineup, we've got Baby Teeth, Bozo, Cave Circles, who we are speaking to, Ricky Gooch, Darts, Diesel, Half Queen, Jess Fu, Krause, Night Lunch, Up From Dunedin, Nora Records, Princess Chelsea, Proteins of Magic, Polly Hill, Race Banyan, Samara Alofa, Vanessa Worm. It's going to be a huge night tomorrow at Whammy Bar, Wine Cellar and Backroom. Can't wait to see you there, Ricky. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you. Can't wait to see
you. We're going to listen to Disco Saviour now. Definitely a big, big club banger, this one. We'll see you tomorrow. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
You can still get tickets as well, folks. But I wouldn't be sleeping on that, because I reckon they'll go pretty quickly today. Under the Radar is the place to pick one up. It works out as about $45, I think, which is honestly a steal for the amount of talent you're going to get to see. Huge shout-outs to Taylor, who's put that all together. And a huge shout-outs to Ricky Gooch for speaking with us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.